We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And joining us on the line,
yes,
Eagles center Jason Kelce. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
We're okay. John Johnson filling in for Angelo. He took the day off. He'll be back tomorrow. Jason, first and foremost, how was your bye week? I imagine a lot of family time with the new addition.
Yeah. A lot of dad time. Really didn't get into too much stuff. A lot of sitting around and enjoying the 1 week where you get to kind of relax and get away from the game and get away from the monotony of the season. And now I feel refreshed, recharged, and, ready to attack this second half here.
Well, it's you guys had one back-to-back going into the off week, and, I realize there's nothing you can do about it. The schedule is what it is.
Yeah.
But would you have preferred to keep playing with the wheels rolling the way they were, or did the bye week come at the perfect time?
I don't know that there's ever a perfect time for a bye. I think that as a player, you don't really complain about when the bye week comes. You just want it to happen. I think, the bottom line is, I think through the first eight games and playing hard, and then, I think we got seven left here. I think that, the body's ready for a bye week. So I think, I don't get too much into the, we were winning two games, maybe if we would have played right away, we could have snuck a third out with momentum and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm just ready for the bye for my body to try and feel a little bit better.
Right. And, you've been, it's a very up and down season to this point, but everything went right for you guys during the bye week. Did you spend the past weekend maybe scoreboard watching, or do you kind of prefer just stay away from that and just clear your head of football altogether?
I looked on the ESPN app that I got on my phone and kept track of a few games, obviously the Dallas game. For the most part, I really didn't pay attention to it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I paid more attention to my brother's game in Tennessee because obviously he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then my alma mater this week, Cincinnati, I paid attention to their game.
Eagle center Jason Kelce, nice enough to join us this morning. Now, Jason, many fans see this weekend their matchup against New England as, in their minds in some cases, a determining factor on how the final seven games might play out. The importance of 1 of 16 aside, will facing the Patriots always have a little more meaning for you?
Well, yeah, anytime you face better teams, there's always going to be a little bit more, I don't know if emotion is the right way to put it, or if there's more of a test in your own mind, I guess. Obviously this team has been, one of the best teams throughout, probably the best team, really, if you look at the number of Super Bowls throughout the last decade and a half, really. They've really been an impressive organization, an impressive team, and whenever you get to play somebody like that, you're excited. You're excited to see whether you can beat them, how good we really are, what we need to improve upon. I mean, these are all the things that, you get excited to find out by facing a really, really good opponent.
Oh.
And, I think that the better you are as an individual, the better you are as a team, the more you look forward to playing the really good teams,
mm-hmm.
In my mind.
When you're looking at the New England defense, when you're doing beginning preparation, whether it's yesterday or today, and you're at the NovaCare Complex today, the rest of the week, is there something in particular that you're looking for when you're looking at the New England defense that you want to prepare for outside of what everybody may not see?
No, I think it's the same as the way you assess every defense every week. You look at the way that they play. You look at what are they trying to do with their scheme. You look at, obviously the personnel that you're going to be matched up with and how they approach the game, what their pass rush moves are, how they play the run, what their different techniques are. the unique thing about the Patriots is that they do a vast majority of different looks. That's always been something that has been unique about them, and I think it's a reason why, you know, it's a credit to Bill and how good of a coach he is, and you know, how good Matt Patricia was for them up in Detroit, where, you know, they're gonna try and find out what you do well offensively and take that away. If that's a receiver, they're going to double them. If it's a tight end, they're going to double them. If the run game's going well, they're going to do everything they can to give you the looks. They're going to stop the runs that you've had success doing.
Do you get
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, do you get any sense that Carson Wentz, you know, looks at this game? He didn't get to play in the Super Bowl, obviously, against them. That this game means a little bit more to him, or just he's just approaching it like he does every game?
I don't know. I think this game means a little bit more to everybody because of the team you're playing. But, you know, I mean, in division games mean a lot too. I don't know that it's because he didn't play 2 years ago. I mean, that was a while ago. The team we have now is completely different than the team that the Patriots have now is different. Even though you have some returning players on both sides, there's, you know, there's always differences in the ways the team plays. You know, just a difference of four or five guys can make a drastic difference in the way you game plan and what your strengths and weaknesses are. So I don't know. You know, that'd be something to ask him, to be honest with you.
Jason, the NFL announced, I guess it was last night, they flexed the Seattle game out of Sunday Night Football into a 1 o'clock game. I'm just curious, you know, from the player perspective, do you use this as motivation? Does it bother you at all? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I'm completely fine with it, to be honest with you. 1 o'clock versus prime time is negligible. I mean, obviously the unfortunate thing is that we're getting flexed out of prime time because we haven't played as well as NBC or whoever handles that was anticipating before the season, which is why it was, you know, deemed a primetime game. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't really matter. I mean, it is what it is. Right now we're 5-4. If we win the next two games, we'll be, 7-4, and we'll be sitting really, really good. And I don't think that whether you play at 1 o'clock versus 8 o'clock makes any difference in that realm. Mm-hmm. If I'm being completely honest, I like playing 1 o'clock games because I get done by 4 and I get to hang out with friends and family after the game. So I don't really, I don't care whether it's 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock. We just got to win the game.
Right. Does it, I mean, you know, just as a follow-up to that though, do you,
sure.
You just mentioned you prefer playing the 1 o'clock for the reasons you just did. Is it also, though, is it more of a pain to wait for that Sunday night game for the fact that you have to sit on your hands patiently while everybody else plays, and then it throws your body clock off as well?
Yeah, I mean, primetime games always come with, you know, there's positives and negatives. The negative is what you just listed. You're sitting around all day. You're waiting at the hotel, and all you want to do is go and play the game. You've prepared for it all week. You've watched all the film. You've done everything you can to be as prepared as possible. And then for a primetime game, unfortunately, you sit around for another 8 hours during the day doing absolutely nothing. In our case, you do a walkthrough with the offense, which is just more meaningless walkthrough because you've already seen all this stuff. It's just another overview that you don't really need. But as coaches being coaches and players being players, you always are trying to do more. The 1 o'clock, you wake up, eat breakfast, and get ready to go to battle. I mean, it's a much more you know, you're ready to go. But the advantages of primetime is that everybody's watching and you get a chance to prove it in front of a lot more people, the team that you are. So, you know, there's positives and negatives to both of them. I prefer the one. Really, 4 o'clock to me is the best time slot. But and Monday Night Football is always fun, too.
Jason, it's Al. Angelo's not here. I get to ask a question here. I'm just curious. Do you ask your brother about the Patriots when you play a team that they've seen so often and, you know, they kind of know him more and stuff? Do you talk to him about the opponent like this?
Well, we've talked about him in the past, and that's one of the things I brought up about doubling a tight end. I mean, it seems like every time that my brother plays him, you know, Bill does a great job of scheming, you know, taking away that safety blanket and tight end. So And Detroit did that, does that a lot as well. I mean, they do a good job of, you know, whoever your key players are, they're going to do their best to make sure that they aren't the ones that are going to win you the game. They're going to make you win the game in a different way than you've been winning games. And you know, that's what I've taken away from talking to my brother and from also playing them in the past myself in the run game. I mean, they're about as good as it gets in terms of a game plan specific team, while still kind of maintaining the do what they do mentality, which is impressive because most of the time you're constantly fighting that battle as a coach. You know, you want to scheme up the perfect defense or the perfect offensive play to attack the opposing team, but at the same time you don't want to do something so drastically different that you're putting your players in a situation that they've never been in before. And I think the best coaches find a way to make all of that seem and appear as simple as possible to the players, but they get the vast different looks and different alignments and little things here or there that make a big difference game plan wise.
Jason, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Best of luck Sunday afternoon. We'll all be rooting for you. Eagle center Jason Kelsey. Thanks, Jason.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff.
All right, see, that was Al Morgan.
Give me one job, Al. Way to save it, Al.
Look at that.
Jonesy had a question.
I had a question I wanted to ask him if he missed Angelo.
Can
give
I
me
just
one.
Say, you guys have no idea behind the scenes. John's trying to conduct this interview, and Jonesy and Al are doing their best to prank him.
Don't leave out Joe Wechter in this, too.
No,
Joe Wechter's the silent partner in this.
So John's pointing at me, and I was doing something, and I'm like, all right, I got to ask a question here to save him.
Jonesy's giving me obscene gestures with his hands and arms.
There's a couple questions that were not great.
I ask every time, John, you come in, and Jonesy's here with Al.
I ask what I believe to be a good question. I look over at Jonesy. He's giving me a thumbs down.
Give me one.
Give me one. Yeah, and then he says, maybe you should ask Jason to give you one at the end of the call.
You recovered. Al and Rhea did a great job.
Ava, please save me of Jonesy. What's an update on our question of the day?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.